Yeah.
Secretary Rogers, Mr. President.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello, Bill. I understand you're having a gay evening at the Luxembourg Embassy.
Young foreign minister is a hell of a nice fellow, and he's here in this country. Say, I just thought that was tremendous. That's gotta have a great influence.
Probably won't, Bill. You know, don't get your hopes up because when I saw Mel, you know, sitting there and whining
I couldn't care less about
Jesus Christ. Said.
That had to be a speech with tremendous impact.
Well, you know, I put a lot of effort and frankly, as you know, a lot of emotion into it because I felt it very deeply.
God, it was so...
And that damn kid, Kevin, you know, really, I only tell you, when he saluted me, I couldn't make the next presentation. You know, a little kid, 4 years old, saluting.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was, I don't know how you could have done it any better. I thought the substance was great, and I thought your delivery was absolute perfection. I don't know how the hell you could have done it better. We watched it. We had the whole crowd
at the Luxembourg Embassy. Are you still there?
Yeah, we had some congressmen there.
Yeah.
I made this date a long time. I wouldn't have done it, but I asked him.
Oh, I know.
But the whole thing was, everybody in the room was touched, including the people from Luxembourg, the foreigners, and, you know,
were they touched by it?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
It was interesting that afterwards everybody, there was no, you know, everybody sort of sat, and you could tell that everybody was trying to
touch
the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it if I didn't. You know, I couldn't care less what the editorial writers are calling.
Screw them.
The hell with that.
Right.
The American people that watch that have got to be tremendously impressed. And the impact, I think, is exactly what was needed. Just exactly what was needed.
Well, you know, let me say this. If it doesn't work, what the hell? If the American people don't want to go this road, screw it.
No,
let me say, if they don't, Bill, look, I'm prepared, isn't it? Nobody knows. We'll turn right awful fast.
Yeah.
And forget it all.
Yeah, but you can't do that. This was just great. I had 450 top business leaders over in the department today. I spoke to them from 5:30 to 6 and talked to them about the speech.
You had to copy by then, did you? Good.
And
good.
Well, I didn't tell much.
But you knew what it was.
But
actually, it was a pretty well written copy. You know, it took me 2 weeks to write that damn thing.
It was great.
But it was tight and
delivery was excellent. And the last part, you know, so
it was your suggestion. I told Bob Alden, tell you that you suggested, but then I had to find out something to say that was different, and that's where the little thing about Kevin came in. I remember that little boy.
Good.
He really shook me, that kid did.
Yeah, I'm sure that some of these sophisticates will say it was corny.
Oh, bullshit. Just like they said that the fun speech was a bull.
That speech, Mr. President, has got to have a hell of an impact. And as far as I'm concerned, I couldn't care less about Congress, what the goddamn resolutions are.
Screw them.
No, I'm serious now. I don't agree with Mel. I don't think it's going to be that kind of a problem.
But Mel is so, I was so surprised. Well, of course, he's been taking a hell of a beating, Bill.
Yeah.
He's down there all the time. But if he's right, let's fold and fold our tents and go creeping away and slinking away like a bunch of goddamn cowards. But I'm not ready to do it.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. I'll tell you, I'll bet you that speech will just turn the tables. I have no...
The speech? You really think so?
Absolutely. I really have no doubt about it. In my opinion... we will not have any serious problem. Now, we'll have demonstrations and we'll have speeches.
Yeah.
But I'll be perfectly happy to...
But the main thing, Bill, is the prisoner thing. They say prisoners versus withdrawal. That's going to be the next big issue. So we've got to find a damn angle on that.
Well, I just want to say...
What I said about Kevin, I mean, his father, good God, he would never trade, you know, prisoners versus withdrawal, because what the hell? What does that do? That gives victory for the communists.
I don't know how you could have said it better. The whole thing was, the delivery was perfect. I've never seen you deliver one better.
Yeah. It wasn't hard. You know, I spent an hour with those goddamn leaders, you know. They're nice, but because Boggs wasn't there. But nevertheless, I had Albert and Scott who's and all the rest. And I spent an hour with them. And you know, I met with them, Bill, from 7 to 8 o'clock. And I had to rush over, take a shower, get ready, go over and go on. I don't know how the hell I did it.
I know. Well, you can go to sleep, have a few drinks, go to sleep knowing that that was a tremendous, tremendous speech.
How did Adele think? Is she there?
She felt the same way. As I say, everybody in the room, Dave Abshire and his wife.
How do you feel?
same way. He said it was tremendous.
Good. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear.
I'm not saying it, you know.
I know that. You wouldn't bullshit me.
No,
I know
this
that.
Is, this is...
Yeah. Because, and understand, Bill, if it isn't, Christ, if this doesn't make it, the hell with it.
That's right.
Then we'll do something else.
If this doesn't make it, the country doesn't deserve you.
That's right. Well, that isn't, not me, but they don't deserve what they've got for themselves.
That's right.
Okay, get back and enjoy the caviar.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Give my best to the ambassador.
I sure will. Thank you. Bye.